What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This. Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I have a question for you. This is a trivia question before Shut Up Simple begins in a few minutes from now. You want to know who led the NFL this year in both passing yards and touchdowns?
Or just segue into...
Just asking you a question.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady at 44 years old led the NFL with 5,316 passing yards.
Jeez.
43 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Sacked 22 times.
You are an NFL aficionado, so you can answer these questions for me. And now, just so our listeners understand who are just joining us, you know, we always talk about how I don't watch a lot of NFL. Well, I did watch a lot of NFL this weekend, and I will say I enjoyed it. My most enjoyment came Saturday night, not because New England was losing big, just because I was interested in the whole scene. And Buffalo is really good. Best defense in the NFL, right? And, I mean... And I don't know who's the best quarterback in the NFL right now, but Josh Allen has to be in the top five.
Yes.
So what I'm asking you, Jake, is this. What does the picture of Tom Brady, old Tom Brady, look like compared to old Manning, Peyton Manning?
Okay.
What does that picture look like to you?
Well,
who is Tom Brady appreciably better than old? Yeah. Old Peyton Manning?
Yes, and the reasons why is this. You could see visibly the arm strength of Manning was gone.
That's why I thought he's throwing ducks.
He always had a wobbly throat.
Okay.
But he had a better arm. You could just tell that thing was done. You know, he had the neck issue. He had injuries that brought that. So maybe if he stays healthy that way, maybe he plays for a couple more years. But the arm of Peyton Manning was done.
What does
Tom Brady?
Brady's arm strength look like?
Let me tell you, if you had not watched the NFL the last 10 years at all, and you watched Tom Brady play, you would have no idea he's 44 years old. You think he's probably 33.
So his arm strength is not as good as it was when he was 34, though.
But right? It's not bad.
Not bad.
Okay. I mean, he still throws the deep ball well.
Okay.
He still has zip on it. I'm not seeing balls floating.
Okay.
Like there is zip on passes, and he fits them in tight windows. He honestly could play till he's 50.
That's 6 years, Jake.
The man is 44 years old and just had maybe one of his best years of his life.
I don't think you can say 50 right now. That's 6 years.
Tom Brady is the guy who's already pushing the limit, saying, I'm 44. And look at this. You would never know. Like, it's like Big Ben Roethlisberger. You could tell he's 39 years old. He is lumbering around. His arm strength's gone. Like that, now that dude is done. That's a guy's aging like you're supposed to. Like, okay, he's aging out.
Yeah.
You almost made to 40 years old. That's a great career. Congrats. Tom Brady's a robot, man. Like,
well, but he treats himself really well.
I understand that. But I mean, he joked about it 2 years ago saying, I want to play till I'm 50. The way he has played this year, again, you would not know if you watched him play how old that guy is.
Okay.
Looks like he's in his mid-young 30s.
I got a bunch of Sweet and Low that I've been putting in my coffee this morning. Would Brady put Sweet and Low in his coffee?
No.
My guess is not.
Brady probably drinks some organic tea all day long or organic coffee. Yeah.
Would he even drink coffee? Would he put Sweet and Low in it? No.
No, he wouldn't. You know, he's got probably the most crazy diet ever.
Takes care of himself.
He does.
But good for 50s, him. Really, when you say it so casually, play till he's 50.
It's not casual.
6 years away, Jake.
He's 44 years old and showed literally zero signs of slowing down this year. Zero. Not one. Zip, zilch, nada. He ran the ball. He had his, I think, second longest run of his career this season. He's 44.
Okay.
I don't see a difference between him now from what he was 10 years ago.
I did this with Alex, grandson Alex, in the NBA last night. I'm going to do it with you at the NFL. Who are you having a Super Bowl right now? Who are you having a Super Bowl? Are the Bucks going back? Harrison said the Bucks are going back.
Yeah, I mean, they look
Harrison
really
says
good
the
yesterday.
Bucks are going back.
The problem is they Chris Godwin's out with injury. Fournette was hurt yesterday. They still were good. But the Eagles, I think, are a joke. They're a fraud. And then they proved it in that game. Like, to me, there's three teams that can make it out of the NFC. That's it. I don't buy the Rams. I don't buy the Cardinals.
I
do think the Niners could make it. The Niners are a team. I could see Packers, Niners, Bucks. That's it.
Okay.
Rams.
Rank them, though.
Most likely?
Yeah. Top three out of the NFC. You got to rank the Packers number one, right?
Yeah, because they have home field advantage. I'd go them one. I would not be shocked if they didn't make it, though.
Okay.
Them, then the Bucks, and then the Niners. Really? But I seriously think that the Niners have a good chance of making it.
Is Jimmy G a championship quarterback?
He's made it before. He's already been in a Super Bowl, and they blew it. They had a 10-point lead and blew it to the Chiefs. And then last year he got hurt. People got pissed saying, let's get Trey Lance, forgetting he had just gotten the Super Bowl the previous year. Just forgot about that. Just forgot.
Okay, so you got the top three in the NFC. You have it to review, Green Bay, Bucks, and then the 49ers. Right. How about the AFC? So you got to put the Bills number one.
The AFC, I think that we have a wonderful divisional round. Like, I could see all four of these teams making it to the Super Bowl. And that's good. You don't want to see a team that seems like an outlier. Like, oh, there's no chance. Four of them have a chance.
Rank them.
In terms of what I think is the best chance to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right now, I think the Bills have the best chance. I think the Bills are the best team in the AFC.
Best defense with a quarterback who's healthy and a bear right now.
Number two is the team playing against them this week, the Chiefs. I mean, those two are, I think, the best chance. Like, this is not the AFC title game, but it's viewed as, hey, this team who wins has the best chance of going to the Super Bowl. So there you go. That's that. And then I actually would probably go Bengals third, Titans fourth. The one seed I have is the worst team in that round.
Wow.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to the
NFC. People think I'm wrong, you can tell me. 464-5685. I watch a lot of football. The Titans are not a bad team. I just think the Bengals are on a heater right now. And they're playing with so much swag. And the Titans, you know, I'm not sold on Tannehill. I love Tannehill as a person, as a former Dolphin. but he's not a guy that can win you a game if he has to with his arm. And Derrick Henry, how healthy is he? He's going to come back, but how much can you ride that horse in this game? Where would you put it at? What's your ranking?
Oh, come on. You can't ask
Bills,
me.
Chiefs, Bengals,
I mean,
Titans.
Based on what I saw, I like the Bills a lot, and I like the Packers. And I think Packers, Bills. But I'm not the guy to be asking this. I didn't watch much regular season football. But I enjoyed those playoff games. I don't know enough about the questions I'd ask you about the Niners. By the way, Daniel Bullock, safety coach, former Nebraska.
Wow, that's a good tidbit. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Nebraska, former Nebraska safety Daniel Bullock is the safeties coach for the 49ers. Not the assistant. He's the guy. Safeties coach. Yeah. I'd have questions to you about the Niners defense. Is that a championship defense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
Because I like their offense.
Oh, their defense is definitely championship
worthy. I love Kittle. I love Debo. I like Jimmy G. I like him. I think he can orchestrate a championship. I like
that. That's helped by a wonderful offensive line. They have a great.
Well, there you go. There you go. See,
they have a running game that works. It's not just Debo. It's Mitchell's good.
I'd be tempted to pick the Niners. It's hard for me on the other side, the AFC, not to pick the Bills based on what I saw that night. I mean, that was a wrecking crew. I mean, that defense is really good, and I don't want to shortchange the offense. Allen got through healthy. I mean, he runs the ball a lot.
Yep.
He's a big, ornery runner, too. He doesn't run out of bounds. He reminds me of Frost running. He does not remind me of Frost passing.
Okay, so before we get to the game show, back to Brady for a second. If he doesn't make the 50, where's he going to?
Well,
he's 44 now. He just had the best season of any quarterback in the NFL this year.
Two more years.
46 to 46 years old.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
I'm just, people are just waiting to see a decline in his play, and it's just not happening. Manning, very obvious decline. Okay, it's his last hurrah. Big Ben, got it. You don't see that with Tom Brady.
And Brady looks young, too.
And he had 68% completion percentage, too. I mean, he was good.
Does he have gray? I mean, is he gray?
His hair is brown
intact.
As can be.
Yeah. His hair is intact.
He looks better now than he did when he came out of college.
He should be married to a supermodel.
Oh, wait. He is. Let's play the game show. The phones are working now. 402-464-5685. Call the takedown. Sip in trivia. I think you went 2-3 last week. Sounds you did right. Go 2-3.
2-3. Yep. Ooh, I'm at 5.
You are back to 500 overall. You have lost two straight games.
I'm at 45-45.
Speaking of the NFL. NFL playoff head coaches. I'm going to give you the team. You tell me who that coach is. Yep.
I can't do
usually this. I give you the team, the guy, you tell me what team he's at. I'm going to make it tougher. What?
I can't do
who
this.
Are the coach of these NFL playoff teams? Their names are mentioned a lot the last couple days. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown. Sip in trivia. How do you feel today about NFL playoff head coaches?
Not that good. Not that.
You need
terrible,
to give me
though.
The names, not the teams. I give you the teams. A little tougher than usual today. Scott, how do you feel about current NFL playoff head coaches this year?
Average,
he says.
That's
all right.
It's sneaky, isn't it? It's kind of sneaky. Scott, thanks for calling this morning. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
All right, Scott, first question goes to you. Who is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni, close enough to me.
Would have gotten that one for some reason.
You would have got that one, right?
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni, first-year head coach, lost in the first round of the playoffs. Sip for the tie, your first question. Who is the head coach of the Tennessee Titans?
Oh, former Ohio State player, right?
Can't give you hints over here.
Oh, big dude. Had to be a lineman in college.
5 seconds. Five.
I can see him. Three. I can see him.
Two.
I can't say his name.
Pass.
Yeah.
Scott, do you want the Titans head coach or not?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
Nick Vrabel.
I can't. You can't give him it though because he got the first name wrong. Can you we have a hey Harrison, you got to weigh in here. You got the wrong first name on Vrabel.
Well, he went with the last name on the first guy though. He just went Sirianni.
Yeah, what do you do? What's the text line saying? Hold on, Scott. Just
give
hold on. Hold on. What's the text line saying?
Text line. Do you get
him? Called him Nick Vrabel. It's Mike Vrabel.
No, it's Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Mike, Nick. What's the difference?
I'm gonna give it to him. Yep. I'm gonna give it to him.
All right. Would you have given that to me?
If he said Vrabel, like with a B, then no.
Vrabel.
Yeah. All right, 2-0 lead, Scott, after the judges got involved. This is for the win. Who is the head coach of the Green Bay Packers?
I got it.
Don't do you?
Yes.
All I can think of is their old coach. I don't know.
What's
their
old
coach's
name? Pass, Scott?
McCarthy is who I'm thinking, but I know that's not right.
No.
A pass.
I'm going to go. I'm a shaky on the first name, but we don't got to get the first names right. It's Matt LaFleur.
We got everything right. It was Matt LaFleur.
All right.
It's a chance to tie it up after a 2-0 deficit. Sip, last question. Who is the head coach of the Buffalo Bills?
Sean McDermott.
With that for a comeback. Now, this is to you.
Okay.
And Scott will go over under your number, Sip. Here we go. Speaking of Mike Vrabel, the Titans head coach, how many career interceptions did Mike Vrabel have from his linebacker spot in his 14 NFL seasons?
God.
It's a linebacker.
Linebacker.
How many career interceptions did he have in 14 NFL seasons? You put the number.
I'm going to say 14.
Okay. Scott, over, under 14.
I'm going under.
The number was 11. 11 interceptions. So, Scott, get your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
All right. Thanks.
Scott great game.
Wins today. Oh, people think you should protest. Others are saying no, give it to him. It was very split on who people. It wasn't like
I'm okay.
You got screwed or he got screwed. Yeah. It was 50-50 split.
Yeah. That should inform us to not, if you don't know the first name, don't say it. Just say the last name.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it. I needed that win.
Yeah.
I'm under 500 at this point.
Yeah, you are. You lost three straight. And you fought back. That's like Nebraska against Miami in 2015, down big, forcing overtime, and then throwing the pick and losing. You lost in overtime. You had a big comeback, though.
I know the Bucs head coach is Arians. I know the Arizona coach is that former Texas Tech quarterback.
That's not a name.
That's
a description.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, can't say it right now.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury, yeah.
What's the Rams head coach?
Sean McVay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, I know McCarthy.
I know the Bengals.
I know McCarthy. I know Zach. I was pretty good shape. Pretty I knew good. Sirianni. I knew most of those. Didn't know Vrabel. And I know Vrabel. I mean, I know him. I just couldn't get the name.
Sad.
I know.
We'll wrap things up with the spillover next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.